Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And on a bowl of soul, we are celebrating. March is Women's History Month, celebrating the ladies of R&B and hip-hop from the 1990s, right here on a bowl of soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
So long ago.
1992 debut album, this single, My Love, from Mary J. Blige, from the album called What's the 411. This song was hot. This song charted at number 23, but you know, there were other numerous hits. Real Love, you know what I'm saying? Grand Poobah was on this album. You know, Sweet Thing, all of these things. Mary J. Blige made her entrance into the world with her debut album in 1992. This song was written by Kenny Green and Dave Hall, talking about what you're going to do about my love. And right here on A Bowl of Soul, we are celebrating the ladies of R&B and hip-hop from the 1990s. Woo! Woo! And you know, this album came out 30 years ago. Wow, time is flying. You know, the 90s, just like the 80s, but the 90s was on fire, especially with girl groups and R&B solo singers. You know, Mary J. Blige, Janae, TLC, Faith Evans, Total, SWV, 702, Foxy Brown, Jennifer Lopez, the list goes on. And we are celebrating these ladies of R&B and hip-hop. Coming up next, one of my favorite groups, Janae. They came out with this single on Motown Records called Hey, Mr. DJ. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Laura Rain from Laura Rain and the Caesars, Detroit. You are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music with your host, Professor T. Love.
What we're gonna do now is go back.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
DJ, you can get the
you some classic 90s R&B from Jeanne. And this was off of their debut album, pronounced Jeanne. And that was from 1994. It was produced by KG from Naughty by Nature. And the sample that they used in the background, I played it on one of my shows, Looking Up to You by the late, great Mr. Michael Wyckoff. This song received critical acclaim, and it peaked at number 6 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, and it was certified gold, selling 500,000 copies domestically. You know, in the 90s, you know, they sold CDs. We already have moved away from albums, and, you know, of course, the DJs still were buying 12-inch singles, but this was also the era of the CD album and CD singles, you know, and we celebrate Jeanne right here on A Bowl of Soul. And, you know, in the 90s was heavy with videos, especially whether it was a rock video or R&B video. And also, this was the era when BET and Video Music Box showed a lot of videos, MTV, the whole nine, you know, VH1, that was the era. Coming up next, one of the second to the Supremes, and I'm serious, TLC was on fire in 1994 from the Crazy Sexy Cool album, talking about Don't Chase Waterfalls. Whew. Love it. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there. This is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Lonely mother gazing out of the window, staring. yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace of not one God given ray. Is it because my life is 10 shades of gray? I pray all 10 fade away, seldom praise him for the 7 days. And like his promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to a new clear blue and unconditional. Skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no one lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for tooting gain into your own vein? What a shame you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Celebrating right here on a Bowl of Soul. TLC, let me correct, the year was 1995, and it was off the Crazy Sexy Cool album, which was done to critical acclaim. This song spent 7 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100, giving the group its second U.S. number one, and it was number two song of the year on the Billboard 1995 year-end chart. It was number one in New Zealand and Switzerland, and it reached the top 10 in many countries. They received a Grammy nomination for Record of the Year and Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal. And this song addressed illegal drug trade, promiscuity, HIV and AIDS. And Waterfalls, they say, was the first number one song to refer to AIDS in one of its verses. And it was a top video on MTV, you know, because like I said, this was the MTV still generation, you know. And this album itself was to critical acclaim, Crazy Sexy Cool. And they said the song has got a Prince feel, and it also has the funk of Sly and the Family Stone. We celebrate TLC right here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, you know, the 90s, especially for women, the 90s was very on fire in regards to R&B, and it was on fire with Bad Boy. You know, Puffy, you know, in the beginning, before Bad Boy came into full existence, he produced Mary J. Blige, especially that first album, What's the 411? But Puffy later on created his own label, Bad Boy, and he had this lady right here, Faith Evans. That first album, Killer, one of my favorite slow jams, Soon as I Get Home. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette Cooper from the group Climax, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of music. And slap me, because I know I'm looking good.
So baby,
soon as I can.
on fire with this album soon as I get home. Hot. This song peaked at number 21 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 3 on the Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart, and it was certified gold by the Recording Industry Arts of America. You know, she is considered the first lady of Bad Boy, and she wrote this song with Puffy, Soon As I Get Home, off of her the entitled album, her debut album, studio album called Faith in 1995. And we celebrate Faith Evans right here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, another Bad Boy recording group, the trio, Total, talking about Can't You See? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Bad boy.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dances. Get the prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fitting to hurt, what's under that skirt?
Slow down, son, you're killing me.
Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one, heard the mother, brother, miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the wake, made his body shake. The high guy in 850, eyes smoke tint, rap terror, four chrome and terrorists.
Like
five by the rivers, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy slipped in 95, ridiculous.
Right.
My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suits fill the room. To whom it may concern, Junior Mafia is the clique. I have my honey's total bustle.
That's right.
In the middle of the day now, baby, I seem to think of only you.
Oh,
right here on A Bowl of Soul. This was their debut single, which was released on the soundtrack of the movie New Jersey Drive, Total, from 1995. And this song was a hit. You know, Total, before they came out with their album, they were singing on Biggie's tracks like Juicy, One More Chance, and the One More Chance remix. So Biggie, Notorious B.I.G., returned the favor with an intro rap verse. And the song was written by Terry Robinson, produced entirely by Sean Puffy Combs. And, you know, you heard the big payback. Dun, 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 the payback. But the song was very successful. It reached number 13 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and number 3 on the Hot R&B and Hip Hop Songs chart. We celebrate Total right here on A Bowl of Soul. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Say what, say huh?
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Say what, say huh? Say what?
I choose from the fly things. Forget that you do. Rude. You dudes, can't you see? Like Total. Kissing you, got Gina running for the boulder. Hit me on my car phone. And if you got the hydro with me, you can roll. Oh, we can take a stroll on the beach, but bad boy, don't take your love away from me.
From Sound Like It came out yesterday. That's one of my favorite Bad Boy songs from Gina Thompson featuring Missy Elliott. The Things You Do, that song cracked the top 20 on Billboard's Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart, where it peaked at number 12 and spent a total of 29 weeks on the chart. Woo! This was a summer jam. The Things You Do. I love it. I love it. I love it. Woo! You know, like I said, Bad Boy was on fire in the 90s. Woo! Especially the mid-90s. Coming up next, another group, girl group. A lot of the girl groups were on fire during the 90s. This group right here, I played Steelo the last time, you know, but I like this group, 702. They had this fly album on Motown Records talking about Get It Together. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Woo!
Hey, this is Kanya Dawson. I'm hanging out with Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I really wanna stay, I don't really wanna go, but I really
That's a classic slow jam. Beautiful. Written by Donnell Jones. You know, Get It Together from 1996. You know, this is on Motown. And they were represented by Michael Bivins from New Edition. And this single by itself sold 800,000 copies. It was certified gold. You know, this was definitely a hot, hot single and a hot debut album for 702, which I call 702. They were discovered by Sinbad, you know. They only had two albums, but I thought the ladies were, they were good. They were good singers. And we celebrate 702, talking about Get It Together. Coming up next, another hot girl group from the 90s, Sisters with Voices, SWV, talking about You're the One. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're the one for me.
Thank you.
sold almost a million copies for this single. You know, this was a sophomore off their sophomore album, New Beginning, because, you know, sometimes you come out, you know, with your album and you have to, you know, you have that what they call the sophomore slump. But this single right here was strong enough to not have them in the slump. It sold a million copies by itself, and it was number one. Number one on the U.S. It spent 1 week at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart. You know, very hot. SWV, they're off of their second album called New Beginning. The song was written by Ivan Matias, Alan Gordon Jr., and SWV. We celebrate SWV right here on the Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, Brooklyn's own R&B. But let's pull it back. Brooklyn's own hip-hop. The lady of hip-hop, Miss Foxy Brown, featuring R&B group Blackstreet, talking about Get Me Home. And this is a Bowl of Soul.
Yeah.
I got plans for you, he said. He turned and then he said,
I need it in my life. I gotta get you home tonight.
I love that song. That was also off of the debut album of Foxy Brown. The album was called Ill Nana. Get Me Home was her first single off of that album. That single right there made number 10 on the Billboard R&B and hip-hop charts, and it was produced by the Track Masters. And of course, you heard Teddy Riley in the background there, and the backing vocal group was Backstreet. That song was hot. I like this song. The songwriter actually was Jay-Z, Sean Carter, Ronald Broomfield, McKinley Horton, and produced by the Track Masters and Teddy Riley. And this is A Bowl of Soul. We're celebrating the ladies of R&B and hip-hop from the 90s. And coming up next, we got another song that has Faith Evans and Kelly Price singing with the late, great Miss Whitney Houston from 1998, Heartbreak Hotel. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is the Heartbreak Hotel. This is the Heartbreak Hotel. This is the Heartbreak Hotel. This is the
said you took your time. You didn't think to call me, but here I sit, trying not to cry, asking myself why you do this to me. Oh, baby, since you're not around for me to tell you, babe. I'm writing you this letter, and this is what I have to say.
Did what you did to me.
this, Whitney. Song was very powerful. What I didn't know is that song was offered to TLC and it was written to be included in TLC's third studio album, Fan Mail. But it was recorded by Whitney Houston after TLC rejected the song. So it was released as a second single from the 1998 album, My Love Is Your Love. And you can hear Faith Evans and Kelly Price in the choruses and the bridge. This song was a million seller for Whitney Houston. It reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and peaked at number 1 on the Billboard Hot R&B and Hip Hop Songs chart later in February 2nd, 1999. It was certified platinum and it was a hit in many countries and it received 2 nominations at the 2000 Grammy Awards for Best R&B Song and Best R&B Performance by Duo or Group with Vocal. We celebrate the legendary one and only Whitney Houston singing Heartbreak Hotel. I'm going to leave you with this lady right here. This was off of a lot of the songs that you hear celebrating the ladies of R&B and hip-hop. These were songs off their debut album or sophomore, but most of the ladies here, it was off of their debut album in the 90s. This single right here was off of the debut album of Jennifer Lopez, On the Six, because my girl lived off of the number 6 train line in the Bronx, a train line that I take, that I live not too far from, but I celebrate her because she's a Bronx girl and she did damn good. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Jennifer Lopez with If You Had My Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Trust.
how I come to know Jennifer Lopez. When I heard this, I said, this is a hit. And it was. It sold 1.2 million units from On the Six from Jennifer Lopez with her R&B hit, If You Had My Love, produced by Rodney Jerkins, and it was written by LaShawn Daniels, Corey Rooney, Jennifer Lopez, Fred Jerkins III, and the producer was Rodney Jerkins. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul celebrating Women History Month. March is Women's History Month, celebrating the ladies of R&B and hip-hop from the 90s. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul. Make sure if you enjoyed this broadcast, email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And you can support A Bowl of Soul by buying me a cup of coffee. Just go to buymeacupofcoffee.com/A Bowl of Soul. I want to thank those of you who bought several cups of coffee for Professor T Love. And if you want your own A Bowl of Soul t-shirt or mug, just go to tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul t-shirt. And also, you can support A Bowl of Soul many ways. You can do Cash App, A Bowl of Soul, Venmo, A Bowl of Soul. Definitely make sure you download this podcast. This podcast, you can get it at abowlofsoul.com. Get some soul to go. And go back in the archives. Enjoy yourself, because you're going to hear a mix, too, of soul music coming from A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you tune in to the A Bowl of Soul Radio Network on live365.com. Make sure you just search for A Bowl of Soul, nonstop soul music from 1949 to the present, a whole host of shows from Sunday to Saturday. Make sure you catch up with that lineup of shows, and definitely catch up with A Bowl of Soul, which comes on 5 p.m. on Fridays, and also at 4:30 p.m. on Sundays. And you can catch Gospel Vibrations on Sunday at 3 p.m., and then Jazz Infinity at 6 p.m. on Sunday, because that is called Sunday Brunch on A Bowl of Soul. And on Mondays, we have Soulful Sounds Radio with Ashley Scott, giving you some classic R&B, but also neo-soul, new soul R&B at 7 p.m. on Mondays. You can catch Jazz and Soul Radio with Al Seaforth, just putting down some smooth jazz and R&B for you at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. And get your love groove on with The Quiet Storm, Heavy Storm, Quiet Storm with Melvin Jordan, because it's love, on Wednesdays. And then at 10 p.m., get your relationship advice with the professor on love, sex, and relationships. And on Fridays, it is After Work Fridays, but we are also celebrating March is Women's History Month, and we continue this until the end of March, and the lineup is A Bowl of Soul at 4:30 p.m., and then you can catch Jazz Infinity at 7 p.m., and then the house music sounds, and we celebrate Women's History Month with DJ Sister Love, giving you some house grooves. Make sure you tune in from 10 p.m. to midnight. Woo! Reminds me of the old days with Kiss FM and WBLS playing house music to the wee hours of the morning. Then on Saturday, get your Southern Soul and Blues Boogie On with Jay Boogie, playing you some classic Southern Soul and Blues at 12 noon. And if you want to reach out to me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And also, make sure, if you're interested in advertising or sponsoring A Bowl of Soul, getting your products or services in front of listeners, hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And I want to thank DPS Radio for broadcasting A Bowl of Soul in Columbus, Ohio at 9 a.m. on Sundays. And definitely Progressive Radio, giving y'all a shout out. I've been on Progressive Radio, I think, for like 12 or 13 years now. I want to celebrate them, you know, because they really, Dylan and Rodney, love y'all. You know, you can hear A Bowl of Soul on legend107radio.com and also on 105.9 Jam the Basement in Las Vegas, Nevada on Saturdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and on Sundays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And make sure you're giving a shout-out to Rhythm Gold Radio. Love y'all in England, and I'm glad that you're tuning in. I want to give a shout-out to the listeners in Germany, because Germany loves some R&B, baby. Classic soul and new R&B. Giving a shout-out to Germany, celebrating classic soul and new R&B right here on A Bowl of Soul. And also to the listeners in Ashburn, and in Columbus, and in Houston. Been getting a lot of people tuning in from Houston and Miami. Definitely. Thank you for tuning in. And we're going to keep the grooves going, celebrating the ladies of R&B right here on A Bowl of Soul. Have a great weekend. Love on one another. Look out for one another and treat people as you wish to be treated. And this is Professor T-Love, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.